So welcome to How to Choose a Niche. Today we are going to cover what is a niche and how it differs from a specialty, how a niche can be your key to professional success and financial freedom. We'll cover 11 specific strategies for choosing a niche. We will also cover how to own your niche, which is one of my favorite subjects since I've done it several times. And we will also talk a bit about how to get my personal assistance to build a successful practice in your chosen niche. And there's even some ways that you can get my assistance and support at no charge, free, you know, honestly, really, and we'll talk about how. So I have two practice building programs coming up in the fall, and I wanted to do a seminar to kind of kick it off, and I wanted it to be a high-value seminar, not just a promotional seminar. So my intention is to have a short commercial for these practice building programs, but to spend most of the time with very, very high quality content. So that's my commitment to you. I would like to point your attention to the study guide. I have it in front of me. I would like you to have it in front of you to follow along and also take notes. It's proven that when you take notes when you're learning something, it increases your learning and your ability to retain it and use it. So I highly, highly recommend that you take notes during this program, especially ideas and flashes that occur to you like, ooh, I could do that, or ooh, I might want to try this, and oh, there's an idea. And I would imagine you'll have lots of those during this program. So I'm David Steele. I am founder of Relationship Coaching Institute and BuildingYourIdealPractice.com. I have two huge passions in my professional life. One is helping people have successful relationships. And I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I got my start in the field in 1978. I specialized with couples in my private practice for many, many years. And then I discovered coaching. I became very excited about applying this new methodology for helping people to relationships. I couldn't find a program to train me how to do it, so I kind of had to figure it out on my own. And that was the birth of Relationship Coaching Institute, which is the first and largest relationship coach training organization in the world. So I'm very proud of that, and it's a great organization. And a lot of listeners right now are members of Relationship Coaching Institute. The other big, huge passion I have is practice building, because we absolutely are not going to be able to make a difference in the world if we can't get clients. And I tell you, it's too much fun being self-employed. I enjoy it. I hate having a boss. And I hate having structured hours like 9 to 5 and having to work in a cubicle or something like that. I love the freedom to do what I want when I want, to be of service to my clients however I want without somebody telling me what I can't do and can't do, can do and can't do. And I love working from home, which is since the Internet and conference calling became prevalent, it's a very, very exciting, progressive, and effective way to be of service in your profession, I found, and no matter what your profession is. And we'll talk a bit about that in this program as well. So when I founded Relationship Coaching Institute, it was absolutely not my desire to just sell training. I wanted to proliferate relationship coaching around the world. And I wanted to train and support other folks that wanted to do relationship coaching to do that so that we could really change the world. We can make the world a much better place. And it's always been my mission. And so Relationship Coaching Institute is a member organization, and we offer training and certification and practice building support and marketing support. And it's a community of professionals. And it's a niche community. And we'll talk a bit about a niche community a little bit later. And then with BuildingIdealPractice.com, this arose from Relationship Coaching Institute and my efforts to support the coaches to get clients and have successful practices. And I've been in private practice for a long time, and I tell you, I've made all the mistakes you can possibly make. You know, early on, one of my favorite stories is I honestly spent $8,000 on a direct mail campaign to try to get private pay couples into my practice. A marketing consultant convinced me that this was the way to go. And it was a huge waste of money. I didn't get any clients from it, but it really was a wake-up call for me that money doesn't solve problems in building a successful private practice. And there's people that will tell you they think they know what they're talking about, and they don't. So I've been there, done that. I've made every mistake you can make, so I'm happy to just pass along to you the lessons that I've learned that will help you be successful. It's just a huge passion that I have. It's very, very important to me that you be successful following your passion, being of service, accomplishing your mission, and making the difference in the world that you are on this planet to make, because I know how important it is to me. And it's a lot of fun, and it's very profitable. I mean, what a great way to make a living, to be self-employed, to be your own boss, to make a difference in the world, to be of service to people. I just can't imagine any better way to go. Now, there's some folks that wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole in a million years. They want a job. They want a boss. They don't want to have to think. They don't want to have to worry about where their paycheck's coming from. But I'll tell you, in today's world, there's no such thing as job security. Absolutely none. The most job security you can have is if you have your own business and you are self-employed. So this is even strengthening my passion for helping people have successful practices. Now, a very, very important part of having a successful practice is to have a niche. And this has been one of the biggest bones of contention and resistance and questions and challenges to the folks in my practice building programs. So I decided this time I'm going to do a whole seminar just on this, on what a niche is and how to choose one and how to make it successful. And so I really, really want you to have the study guide in front of you, so please download it, open it up, preferably print it out and make notes on it. So on to page 2 of the study guide, what is a niche and how it differs from a specialty? So I've seen a lot of confusion about what a niche is, and I don't claim to have the last word on what it is, by no means. But here's how I break it down. You have your profession. You might have a specialty in that profession. Then you might have a niche that you practice in your profession. And you have your services that you provide the folks in your niche. And then you have your brand, which is how you communicate your services and what you call your business and the image and you know, whatever's tangible about your business, that is your brand. So there's some questions here that I want you to write down in the study guide. Your profession. This is in answer to the who am I question. And for me, you know, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I transitioned to relationship coaching. I haven't done therapy in many, many years. So in answer to the question, who am I? Well, I'm a relationship coach. So answer this question. When you're asked to fill in on your tax return where the box that says your occupation, what do you put? I put relationship coach. Even though I do a lot of things, a lot of different things, that's my primary profession. So your profession is an answer to the question of who am I? Me, I'm David Steele. I'm a relationship coach. Then your specialty, the question is, what do I do? A profession is huge. It's broad. It covers a tremendous variety of people and problems and solutions and theories and techniques and strategies. It's huge. And most of us specialize. Most of us don't do everything possible in our profession. Most of us specialize. For example, my license title is marriage and family and child therapist. And I can work with all of those groups. I have worked with all of those groups, but I chose to specialize with couples. So it's the couples part, the marriage part that I chose to specialize in my license, even though it covers a whole broad area of relationships. So your specialty is what do you do within your profession? It's a narrower area that you focus on. And in terms of marketing and building a practice, what I've found is it is hugely difficult to be a generalist. people want a specialist. When they are looking for a solution or help or a professional to work with, they want to know that you specialize in what their needs, problems, challenges, and goals are. This is a highly specialized society with a huge division of labor. So in the old days, you might have had, you know, the village blacksmith who, you know, just about did, you know, everything with tools. Well, now you have people working in factories that put one little widget on one other little widget all day. We live in a highly specialized society, and this is just the way we are trained and acculturated. When we go to the store, we look for specific products. If you want a cleaning solution, you're not going to apply, you know, rug cleaning solution to the walls. If you have a mark on the wall, you're going to clean the wall, you're going to look for something that specializes in cleaning the wall. It's just the way our society is and works. So to be a generalist and to just put your title out there as relationship coach, I work with everybody, it just plain doesn't work. So therefore, most of us do specialize, and we need to communicate what our specialty is. Next is a niche. And the question for a niche is, who do I help? Who do I help? So a profession is, who am I? This is your overall profession. The specialty is, what do I do in that profession? And then your niche is, who do I help? So as a relationship coach, as a brand new relationship coach, I got excited about relationship coaching, and I asked myself the question of, who needs it? Who wants it? What can I do with this, you know, new profession of mine? And I was looking at it with fresh eyes. And I had an epiphany. The biggest epiphany I probably ever had in my life, and you might laugh, it's so simple. The epiphany is this. Singles become couples. So as a coach, if I want to make a huge impact in relationships, the place to start is with singles. Singles don't have a relationship and they want one, and coaches help people get from where they are to where they want to be. And I knew nothing about working with singles. So I was able to approach that with fresh eyes as well. And I developed a whole niche around helping singles. And I developed a program for singles. And I developed my whole business around singles, just one part of my business, not all of it. And I even wrote a book for singles, Conscious Dating. And I even trademarked that. So that's my brand, Conscious Dating. So niche, relationship coach for singles in Silicon Valley. That was my niche. My profession, relationship coach. My specialty for singles. My niche, the singles in Silicon Valley. And then your services. So ask yourself this question. Please write it down. How do I help them? Okay, I have this niche of people, singles in Silicon Valley. How do I help them? What am I going to do with them? And for most of us practitioners, this is a very easy question. Well, I'm going to do counseling. I'm going to do therapy. I'm going to help them do their taxes. You know, it's you're going to do what you do. However, since a niche is a specific group of people, they have specific needs, wouldn't it be nice to know what those needs are and to tailor your services for them? Then you are guaranteed success because you design your services for a group of people that wants and needs them. You differentiate yourself from others. You will own your niche that way. And we'll talk more about that. So your brand is what you call your business or services and how you communicate it, what it might look like as a logo or a graphic on your website, a brochure. It's what people see. It's the image that they have of it. And so I chose to brand my relationship coaching for singles as Conscious Dating. Now, I could just brand it as David's Relationship Coaching for Singles. But who the heck is David Steele? And if you're single in Silicon Valley, are you going to respond more to an invitation to come to a gathering called David Steele's Coaching for Singles, or Conscious Dating for Singles? So your brand has a lot to do with how you want to resonate with the people you want to reach, the image you want them to have of you. You want it to resonate strongly and be attractive to them. So those are some definitions. Profession, specialty, niche, services, and brand. Profession, who am I? Specialty, what do I do? Niche, who do I help? Services, how do I help them? And brand, what do I call my business or services? What tangible image is it? And we'll talk more about that. So turning the page to page 3 of the study guide, how a niche can be your key to professional success and financial freedom. I talked a bit about how fun it is to be self-employed, to have the job security of knowing that you're not reliant on somebody else's good graces, that you keep your job or get paid. And owning your own business is proven to be the best way to financial freedom, and a private practice is a business. And I like to help my folks take a private practice to the next level, from a practice to a business. So a practice is pretty simple. It's where you see clients. A business has multiple streams of income. It has a whole service delivery system. And we'll get further into that. So the idea of professional success and financial freedom is not just enough to have a full practice. You want to be well paid, and if you didn't want to work anymore or weren't able to go to your office and see clients, would your income stop? And so a business is not dependent upon exchanging your time for dollars. That's how you know you've built a business, when you can go on vacation and you're still generating income. You can generate income while you sleep. And we'll talk a bit about more about that. So 7 benefits that I can identify of choosing a niche. This is just to motivate you. This is just for those that are internally resisting and saying, no, I don't want to. So 7 benefits. These are arguments for choosing a niche. Benefit number 1, probably the biggest one, is you get to push the boulder downhill. That's right. Path of least resistance, a lot easier to achieve success in private practice and build a business around it when you choose a niche. You're pushing the boulder downhill. For generalists, the people that don't want to choose a niche, they try to, you know, do everything for anybody, everybody, and they don't want to rule anybody out. They don't want to narrow themselves. They don't want to define themselves. They are really pushing the boulder uphill. It is really hard. It's not impossible. A lot of people do it, but it is really hard. So when you choose a niche, you are pushing the boulder downhill. It is far easier, far more successful. And benefit number 2 is you get to follow your passion, and which is fun, which means that you'll have fun in your business, means you'll bring more positive energy into it. And hopefully you would choose a niche that is in alignment with your passion. I mean, if you have a choice, and you do, you might as well choose a niche that you want to serve, that you're excited about serving, that makes you just leap out of bed every day, oh boy, I get to do this. You get to follow your passion. And if you're wondering, well, should I choose this niche or that niche, if you're making a decision based on what you think you need to do to survive, or what you think will generate the most income, that is absolutely the most ineffective way to choose a niche. Choose a niche that you have the most passion for. You're so excited about it, you would do it for free. And, of course, I don't want you to do it for free. I will come to your house and prevent you from doing it for free. But you would. It's just so exciting and so fun for you. Then you know you've chosen the right niche. So benefit number 2, you get to follow your passion, which is way fun. Benefit number 3 is you get to be creative. You get to express your creativity. When I transitioned my practice to relationship coaching and everything was wide open, I was looking at everything with fresh eyes, I got creative. And I tapped into ideas and strategies for working with singles and the conscious dating program and a whole relationship coaching training curriculum involving 5 stages of relationship coaching. I got creative like I've never been as creative ever in my life. And it really helped me build my business and become wildly successful, way more successful than I would have been, you know, just staying in private practice in my office seeing clients as a therapist. So being creative is also fun. It's also very fulfilling that you get to express the potential that's inside you. And it's also the path to success and profitability and having a comfortable income. Benefit number 4 is you get to be of service. You get to make a difference in the world in your unique way. If you choose a niche, you truly get to be of service to a particular group of people in much more effective ways than you could if you did not choose a niche. So if I were still a therapist in private practice, seeing just about anybody that walked through the door, I would make a difference in my client's life. But I wouldn't have much else to contribute. As David Steele, relationship coach for singles, author of Conscious Dating, you know, creator of the Conscious Dating program for singles, gives conscious dating seminars all over the country, you know, on and on and on. I make a huge contribution to singles. I'm able to be of service to them outside of my office, nationally, internationally, now and forever. Which brings me to benefit number 5, creating a legacy. Conscious dating is a registered trademark. It's a whole intellectual property of program and book and tools and strategies, and it's going to live on far beyond me. I train other people to do it. My kids will inherit the trademark. It's going to live far beyond me. I'm creating a legacy, and when you're seeing clients in your office exchanging time for dollars, you might argue that you're creating a legacy and that your work with your clients will live on, but me, I've always had the goal of reaching what I call the public. That, yeah, you know, I care about my clients and I get a lot of fulfillment out of working with them and supporting them and helping them and making a difference for them. But for me, it's never been enough. I've always wanted to stretch my wings and reach the public. People that really I'd like to help them be successful and prevent the need for them to see a therapist. It's always been my goal. So benefit number 5 is you get to create a legacy. Benefit number 6 is you get to be unique. And you know what? You already are unique. I'll go beyond that. You are the pioneer of your work, of your practice. Nobody does it like you. You have a specific personality. You have specific experiences and skill set. Now, yeah, you have training that a lot of other people have gone through, maybe. And yeah, you have a similar job title as a lot of other people in the world. But you're unique. Only you do it the way you do it. And that's why there's plenty of business to go around, because there are many, many people that you can best work with that other people aren't going to be as effective with. So there are people that can best get it from you. And so the more unique you market, you choose a niche, you express your creativity, you express your uniqueness, you deliver your message your way, you attract people that resonate with you and your message and your uniqueness. And you get to own that niche and with no competition, because there's nobody else like you. You are unique. And being unique is certainly fun. It's a source of self-esteem. It's a source of, I'm going to get into therapy talk now, I don't want to, individuation. It's a source of fulfillment because you feel unique. You feel different. You know you're not like anybody else. So there's an alignment when you're able to be unique in the world and have that be appreciated. I'm unique. There's nobody else out there like me. And yeah, some people, you know, they don't appreciate how I come off. Other people do. And the ones that do, they're going to be attracted to my work. They can benefit from what I have to offer them. And they're my people. I'm going to take very good care of them. And they appreciate my uniqueness. They benefit from my uniqueness. I have gifts for them. And it's extremely fulfilling for me to give my gifts to them. That's why I'm giving you this information today. It's fun for me. It's fulfilling to me. I couldn't imagine not doing it. I don't want to pull anything back. I don't want to hold anything out. I just want to give it all to you and more. So benefit number 7 is that a niche is way more profitable and lends itself to multiple income streams and passive income. So you end up making more money from your practice and your business. So I went from being a therapist in private practice in my office, exchanging my time for dollars, seeing clients, you know, basically selling sessions. That's what I had to sell, sessions with me, you know, to help you with your marriage and your family and your children. I went to, from that to having programs for singles, conducting seminars for singles, hosting gatherings for singles, training other people to do it, licensing them to do it, writing a book, selling books, having workbooks and professional manuals. Whenever I do a seminar like this, I record it, and then that becomes another product. You know, on and on and on and on. So when you choose a niche and then you focus on that niche, it is way more profitable, and it very easily lends itself to multiple income streams and passive income. So that's my best effort to motivate you to choose a niche, to get beyond whatever resistance you might be feeling at the time to choosing a niche. And a niche, several things about a niche. In my opinion, a niche is a business in itself. Now, as an entrepreneur, as a private practice professional, you are allowed as many businesses as you want, as many niches as you can handle. You don't have to have just one. So, yeah, I'm David Steele, and one of my niches is relationship coaching for singles and the Conscious Dating Program. But you know what? That's not all I do. I have a variety of niches, a variety of things that I do with my day, and you can too. So, number one, a niche is a specific line of business by itself. And in my practice building programs, I encourage participants to apply what they're learning to one niche at a time. So when people take the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program, I strongly encourage them to just go through the entire program and choose and focus on one niche. Do it for one niche. Spend 3 to 6 months focusing on just one niche. And then once you've launched that and gotten that off the ground, you have time and energy, you want to go on to start your next niche, go ahead. Once you've launched your niche and you've put your systems in place, it can go almost on automatic pilot once you've set it up correctly, and that frees you up to then start your next niche. So those are two very, very important things about a niche. All right, page 4 of the study guide. I would like to cover 11 strategies for choosing a niche. So anyone who has ever heard that you should choose a niche, and you're wondering how can you possibly narrow it down? How can you possibly choose? Have no idea where to start. These are 11 strategies. Between the 11, guaranteed at least one of them is going to work. You might end up having a cornucopia of possible niches, and that's fine, because this is your profession. You're going to be doing this for years and years and years, and there's plenty of time to get to everything it is that you want to do. Me, I have no intention of retiring. This is way too much fun. So let's talk about 11 strategies for choosing a niche. Number 1, I call the mirror strategy. And if you were to look in the mirror what do you see? The mirror strategy, it's about choosing a niche of people like you. And if birds of a feather flock together, and they do, and you can probably benefit the most from somebody who speaks your language, who comes from a similar place, who has similar values and background and goals and whatever else it might be, then that's probably the best mentor for you, is somebody more like you. It also might be effective to have a mentor that's very different from you. But the mirror strategy is about choosing a niche based on people like you. These are your people. And so if you think about that, you might have clients that you've worked with or friends that you made that they were attracted to you or you were attracted to them because you're so much alike. You have so much in common. That could be your niche. Here in Silicon Valley, when I launched my programs for singles and I launched a weekly Friday night social for singles, and I did a pilot project first, and I did some market research on what the singles of Silicon Valley wanted and needed. And I got lots and lots and lots of ideas, and I put together a Friday night social because they needed a place to go on Friday night that was safe, that was fun, where they could meet other singles, where they could learn a bit about life and relationships, and they could express their desire to have a great life and have a great relationship. Something that would support them to be to go in that direction. And they didn't want something heavy. They definitely wanted it to be fun. They didn't want to go to a Friday night, you know, seminar or workshop. So Friday night social is what they wanted. And being in Silicon Valley, it attracted a lot of engineers, and which worked for me because, you know, I'm kind of a geek, a technical guy. I love, you know, machines and electronics and gadgets, and I ended up getting a lot of them as clients because of the mirror strategy, because there was something about them and me that was strongly mirrored, and they saw in me a good mentor for them because I knew things and I had accomplished things that they wanted to know and they wanted to accomplish, yet we had a lot in common. That's an example of the mirror strategy. It's a very compelling way to enroll clients. Find something in common with this prospect. So strategy number two, the calling strategy. This is, what do you feel called to do? I know people, these wonderful, wonderful people that give up their lives and travel to third world countries and work with people in these third world countries. They live in squalor. They are felt called to, you know, really make a difference in other parts of the world. Why? You know, they grew up here. They had all the experiences that you and I had, you know, and probably in growing up. And yet they felt called to be someplace else, doing something else. It's a calling. If you feel this calling, if you have this calling, you cannot deny the calling. You know, early on, I felt called to be a therapist. I felt called to have a private practice as a therapist. Everybody I knew, including my family, was saying, oh, no, you'll never make it. There's so much competition. It takes years and years and years just to get a license and set yourself up. You know, you're better off getting into business. But I felt called. I really had no choice. Strategy number three, the testimonial strategy. This is fun. What do people say about you? If you get testimonials or you ask people for testimonials, like, for example, a great way to get testimonials is at the end of a great session with a client or in an exit interview with somebody that you've worked with. Ask them questions like, well, how did you benefit from working with me? And what have you been able to accomplish? What difference did I make for you? You know, what did I do that worked for you? You can also ask them, what did I do that did not work for you? That'd be good feedback. But what they say is gold. And then, you know, write it down. Ask them permission to use it. In some professions, it is frowned upon. It's against regulations, but it's always a good idea to collect testimonials, if nothing else, for your own positive energy. You can, you know, look at them when you need a boost. What do people say about you? That might give you strong clues to what your niche is. A lot of people I've met that enter relationship coaching have just naturally fallen into this role with their friends. And friend after friend has been telling them, you know what, I wouldn't have met my husband if it wasn't for you. And you hear this enough times, oh, it gives you a strong clue to what your niche might be. So that's the testimonial strategy. And so the ways that you show up, the ways that you people benefit from their contact with you and what they say about that can really help you identify your niche. Strategy 4 is the attraction strategy. This is just very simply, what are you attracted to or what is attracted to you? It happens. It happens all by itself. You don't have to control it. You don't have to do anything about it. It's going to happen. So let's say you are in private practice and this happened to me, by the way. You're in private practice and you start attracting all these recovering alcoholics. And in my case, I am not an alcoholic. I've never been an alcoholic. I've never been in recovery. I'm not an addict. And although, you know, I have some experience in my family with, you know, like my mother couldn't quit smoking, you know, things like that. But in my practice, I never really wanted to touch addiction with a 10-foot pole. I never sought training in it. It was not one of my specialties. Yet, there were a lot of couples that came to see me, and a lot of men especially wanted to work with me who were in recovery. They wanted to work around their relationships with me. Why me? I no expertise in it. It's not something that I chose, but they came to me. It was just becoming a skewed part of my practice. It just found me. It's a niche that found me. So what is attracted to you, or what are you attracted to, that can give you some strong clues to a niche? Number 5 is the life story strategy. What in your life story could be a possible niche for you? What tragedies have you overcome? What peak experiences have you had? You know, something in your life story might really point to a niche. So, for example, as a kid, my dad, who's an artist, used to take me to marinas and paint boats, and he liked to talk to the captains, and sometimes they would invite us on the boat and we'd go for a little boat ride. And I grew up in love with sailboats and sailing and the water. And to this day, whenever I see a boat or I talk to somebody that owns a boat, I get excited. I get, you know, all over my body. Just it excites me, you know, more than a lot of things. And so it's a part of my life story that could help me choose a niche. Hey, I could be a coach for boaters. And this is a niche that's easy to identify and market to. They hang out together. You know where they are. You know where to find them. And if you speak their language, you're one of them, then you're in. You're one of the club. So that's just a small piece of my life story. There's many, 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 many others, and any one of which could be a niche. Number 6, the serendipity strategy. This is what just falls into your lap serendipitously. And sometimes if you're not recognizing it, you're not looking for it, you won't even recognize it as a serendipitous opportunity. But if you're paying attention, so for example, I published a column in a local parent magazine in my area. And I would write articles about parenting, and it's a big area of specialty that I had in the past, and it was one way I was building my practice, was to, you know, leverage that specialty. It's not what I wanted to specialize in forever. I wanted to specialize with couples and families, but, you know, people that have children, they are families, so that's one way to, that's one direction. And I had a serendipitous event. I had a social worker at a local hospital read one of my columns and invite me to give a presentation to her new mom's group at the local hospital. Every woman who becomes a new mom, who gives birth at the hospital, is invited to the new mom's group and has contact with the social worker, everyone. So at the time, I was giving lots of talks all over, and thinking, sure, this is just another one. So I show up, I give the presentation, and they love it. And the social worker loves it, and she gives me great feedback, and she asks me back. And I come back, and I give another presentation, and they enjoy it, they get a lot out of it, and I start getting referrals from her. Now, this could have been just another referral source, or just another presentation. But I recognized that this is a huge referral source because the hospital is local to my office. This social worker is in contact with every single new mom there. And when you have a baby, not only is it changing your life, but it's stressing your marriage perhaps. Your life is changing. You're in transition. This is a great opportunity and sometimes a great need for seeing a therapist. And so I ended up getting this woman, this social worker, became the biggest referral source I've ever had. It almost was like, you know, every stressed out mom, every, you know, marriage that was having trouble that went through the hospital was referred to my office. And it was serendipitous, but I recognized it and I acted on it. So what falls in your lap? And when it does, are you going to recognize it and jump on it? It might have already fallen in your lap. Oftentimes, though, we don't recognize it. We're too preoccupied. Strategy number 7, the pipeline strategy. This is thinking about your niche as a pipeline. Say, well, if I have a choice of niches, I would like to have a niche that has a long life to it, that has a number of stages to it. And so, for me, singles are a great pipeline strategy because they become couples. And then they get married. And then they have children. And then the children get married. And the children have children. And then they get divorced. And so there's a huge pipeline there that starts with singles. So for me, the singles, besides being a great epiphany as they become couples and isn't that a great place to help people with their relationships, it ended up being a great pipeline for my clients because they would keep on coming back. They would have future needs. And they became my clients for a very, very, very long time. They work for a while, stop, come back, work for another while, stop, then come back, because I had a pipeline. If I had just one thing to offer them that wasn't a pipeline, like hypnotherapy for stopping smoking, if that was all I did, if my profession was a hypnotherapist, my specialty was hypnotherapy for stopping smoking, and my niche was, you know, smokers who wanted to quit in this local area. Well, you know, one or two sessions, they quit smoking, they're gone, that's it. No pipeline. It makes it very hard to have a successful practice because you need fresh new blood all the time. You need larger numbers. So if you have a variety of niches in mind, you know, think about which one has a longer life to it, which one is a better pipeline for you. A better pipeline into your practice and has more longevity in your practice. Strategy number 8 is the gateway strategy. Similar to the pipeline strategy, the gateway strategy is what is the most successful gateway into your practice? What is the path of least resistance, the groups of people that you can reach the most easily, the ones that, it's just the path of least resistance, it's the gateway. And I found in Silicon Valley, when I transitioned to relationship coaching, I just found singles to be by far the most successful gateway to me. because couples are hard to market to unless they're in serious trouble. In fact, my niche with couples was couples in crisis. That was my Yellow Page ad. Couples in crisis, and boy did I get them, and boy did I burn out after some years. That was my niche. And couples are not motivated to do anything about their relationship or hire anybody to help them with their relationship unless they're in serious trouble. And in relationship coaching, I'm changing that. I want to change it. It's starting to change. People are seeing the value of being proactive in their relationships. But working with singles was far easier for me as a gateway strategy to reach new couples and couples that wanted to have a great relationship, that their relationship wasn't in trouble yet. So the gateway strategy, what is the easiest, most successful gateway to enter your practice? Number 9 is the replication strategy. This is what niche is most easily replicable. What can you just do over and over and over again? So an example of what not to do is to develop a niche around, way back when it was like Vietnam War PTSD. And I've seen some practitioners have post 9/11 PTSD. So therapists that focus on the niche of people who have trauma and phobias and issues triggered from 9/11. Well, that is a one-time event, and it's not going to have a long life, and it's not replicable. I mean, you could try, you know, next time there's a big terrorist event, and you can, you know, call it that niche. So the replication strategy is what is the most replicable, and staying away from things that are one-shot deals or might have a short life. The stopping smoking specialty is an example of something that's not very replicable. I mean, you can replicate it and repeat it with, you know, more and more people that want to stop smoking. You can expand to more and more areas for stop smoking clinics. But you're gonna run out of clients, and you're gonna run out of business because you're working yourself out of business, and the society is helping you work yourself out of business because smokers are becoming fewer and fewer and fewer. So the replication strategy is, if you have a niche in mind, or a number of niches that you could choose from, what is the most replicable? Number 10, the unmet need strategy. This is choosing a niche that has an unmet need that you could penetrate. And this is the key to success for any business, is to identify an unmet need and fill it very well. So if you take a look around, you as a professional with your specialty, take a look around at the possible niches. What unmet need is there? And as a relationship coach that wanted to specialize in singles in Silicon Valley, the unmet need that I saw through my market research was a safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet. This is what they said they wanted. There was nothing like it. There were bars and meat markets and singles events that were, scary to a lot of the singles that I was talking to. They wanted a safe, fun, educational place to meet. And so guess what? That's what I had in my advertisements. A safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet. That was the unmet need, and therefore that's what I put together for them, and that helped me develop a wildly successful practice in Silicon Valley as a relationship coach. Strategy number 11 is the quick start strategy. This is very simple. From a practical standpoint, what can you launch the fastest? What do you have the most contacts for? What do you have the most in place for? What can you just get started quickly doing? This is the strategy that I suggest when you're trying to transition from a job to private practice. So my quick start strategy when I was doing that was to focus on parents parenting children with out-of-control behaviors, because that's what I was doing in my job. And then I started doing consulting, and then I started setting myself up in practice and getting private pay clients that wanted me to work with them on that. It was just the quickest way for me to get my private practice going. So it might not be what you have the most passion for or what you want to do in the long run, but what will get you going the fastest? You have to survive before you can thrive. And I've seen a lot of practitioners bomb because they have big dreams, they believe in the law of attraction, they believe if you build it, they will come, which I do believe. But, they go whole hog on something and then they end up running out of money. It takes 2 to 4 years for a typical business to become profitable. And so you need to be prepared to be in a building process for 2 to 4 years before it will support you. And so what can get you going the fastest? What can shorten that as much as possible? I was able to build a successful relationship coaching practice within 3 months. However, I already had a successful practice as a therapist. I already had a lot of marketing experience, including what not to do. And I had an exciting new niche to penetrate. And that can actually work against you. If nobody knows what it is, then they're not going to, consider it seriously. So what can get you started the fastest? What can get you going? You have to survive before you can thrive. Most small businesses fail. 90% of them or more do. The reason is they run out of money before they're able to achieve profitability and sustainability. I want to help folks have successful practices. It is my great pleasure to help folks let go of a job or something they don't want to do and be very successful at what they do want to do. And the quick start strategy is just what's the shortest route from A to B. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is my 11 strategies for choosing a niche. If you take these 11 strategies and you sit down and you start brainstorming ideas for the mirror strategy, the calling strategy, the testimonial strategy, the attraction strategy, the life story strategy, the serendipity strategy, the pipeline strategy, the gateway strategy, the replication strategy, the unmet needs strategy, and the quick start strategy, I guarantee you'll have more ideas than you know what to do with. Then it's a matter of narrowing it down, which is a good problem to have. Now, when you choose a niche, what do you do with that? That's what we're going to talk about next. That's how to successfully own your niche. But I'll tell you, I want to ask you a question. If you are a professional, you're a private practice professional, you have an area of expertise, you have training, you have experience in this area of expertise, like you're an accountant, or you're a chiropractor, or you're a therapist, coach, social worker, minister, I want to ask you a very simple question. Can people get it out of a book, or do they have to work with you? If they want to be successful in your area of expertise, do they need to work with you, hire you, or is there some easier, cheaper way to go? Chances are your answer, and my answer definitely is, sorry, if you want to really be successful in this area, you got to work with me. You need support. You need mentoring. You need my experience and expertise. You cannot get it from a book. You cannot get it for free. So if that's your answer, well, no, people have to work with me. They got to hire me if they really want to be successful. And you see a lot of people out there that, you know, they try to shortcut. They want to see if they can get it for free. They want to see if they can get it from a book. They want to see if they can get it by pretending. They want to see if they can get it, if they can do it all by themselves. And then they flop. They fail miserably because they're not doing it, quote unquote, right. And by doing it right in anything in this society, it's about getting support. It's about getting mentoring. You think about it. Today is the first day of school for my kids. They are receiving mentoring from teachers. When they go to college, they'll be mentored by professors. Then they start a new job. They're mentored by supervisors and employers. The children are mentored by parents. So we're social beings. We need social support. And you try to do it yourself, you will fail. Or in my case, if you get the wrong kind of support, you'll end up spending $8,000 for something that doesn't work. So I'm going to make a case for you signing up for one of my programs. And this is not going to take very long, I promise. Because if you want to have financial success as a self-employed private practice professional, I know how to do it. I can tell you how to do it. But if you try to do it all by yourself, it's not going to happen. What I really want to do is mentor you to do it. And I do that in a number of ways. Number one, all the folks who join Relationship Coaching Institute know, you're on the line, you know this, I am available and accessible to all these members. I show up on the phone every week for our member support forum. Members call in from all over the world, and I stay on the phone until everybody's needs are met. Whatever questions, whatever's going on for you in your business and with your clients, you know, it's a feature of membership in RCI, Relationship Coaching Institute. No charge. You get my personal mentoring. And you know what? That's a large part of what's in it for me to be the head of RCI. Well, I can't say I'm the head anymore. Frankie is the CEO and president. My title's founder now. But man, oh man, it's fun and it's fulfilling to me. I show up and I'm excited, you know, who's going to call in and what are we going to do? So if you want my personal support, joining RCI is a no-brainer. It's just, you know, great, great, great value. Training, certification, practice building, marketing support, and my personal mentoring. So if you want to check that out, you go to relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. Another way that I help private practice professionals have successful practice is the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. And as I said earlier, I have two passions, relationship coaching and practice building. So building ideal practice is where I express my practice building passion, and so that is what got you here today listening to me. That is how I knew to choose the program, how to choose a niche, because it has been what's coming up for my folks over and over and over again. And the thing about building ideal practice, if you're not a relationship coach and joining RCI isn't the way to go for you, building ideal practice is the best deal in town because you join once and you're a member for life. If you join the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program, you sign up and you pay. It's not free. You are a member for life. And every time we do this program, you can come back. You can repeat modules that have, you know, you need more work on. You can apply it to another niche. You can come back if you want just for my personal support and mentoring, because we have what I call an implementation lab every week. Every week for 13 weeks. And the implementation lab, same as the weekly support call for the RCI coaches, my commitment is to be on the line as long as necessary so that everybody's needs are met. In fact, that's my commitment today. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to be on the line today as long as necessary until everybody's needs are met that are here. So we've been on the phone so far for 63 minutes. We're not done. The official program will be completed within 90 minutes, but I'll be on the line as long as necessary until we're done, until everybody's needs are met. And that's my commitment. That's how I show up. I enjoy it. I want to do it. And folks have told me over and over and over again how valuable it is. And you can read testimonial after testimonial on my website. You can listen to some, you know, live testimonials that I recorded. And I don't want to toot my own horn, and I thought about playing some of those testimonials today over the conference call with you. I don't want to have to sell you. I just want to inform you what your opportunities and choices are. So the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program, if you take a look in your study guide on page 9, it describes 6 modules. And altogether, it is a comprehensive program to help you design, build, and launch your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients. And like I said, you join once, you're a member for life, and it is guaranteed. Meaning if you join this program, it doesn't work for you, it's not a fit for you, it's not what you thought it was going to be, then you get your money back, all of it. So there's no risk. I'm doing this because I want to, not because I have to. This is my passion. This is what's fun for me. This is my legacy, is to help you be successful so that you can make a difference in the world. So take a look at the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program, 6 modules. Each one is an incredibly important piece in building a successful practice. And when you put them all together, it all adds up to actually launching your practice in your niche. It's a lot of fun. It's very effective. It's guaranteed. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about it other than if you want a $500 discount, use this coupon code, FALLPPMS, FALLPPMS, uppercase, no spaces. FALLPPMS, uppercase, no spaces. Go to privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com, click on sign up now, put that coupon code in the coupon box there, and you will get $500 off. It'll be the best money you've ever spent. I guarantee it. You only have to pay it once. Then you will never, ever, ever have to pay for marketing support, practice building support again. It is a great deal. Read all the testimonials. You take a look on page 10 of the study guide. I pasted some in there. Take a look on my website. There's some others, including some live ones, some recordings. If you take a look on page 7 of the in 11 of the study guide, a roadmap of 32 specific doable steps for building an ideal practice. It's the PPMS practice building checklist, and it's separated into 6 modules, and there's 32 items here. It's a practice-building checklist. If I were to give you a checklist and say, here, do all this, and that is how you can build a successful practice, this would be it. And guess what? This is everything we do in the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. This is it. I'm giving you an inside peek, the specific, detailed things that we do in the PPMS program right here on page 11 and 12 of the study guide. So take a look at it, please. Take a look at each one. Here, module 1, preparing to play large, creating the blueprint for your practice of your dreams. Item 1, identify your obstacles to success, reframe and remove them. Isn't that a logical place to start? We all have obstacles to success. We have to identify what they are and remove them. Do something so that they don't get in the way. That's where we start. And that's just one of 5 items in Module 1. Because Module 1 is all about preparing to play large, creating the blueprint for your practice of your dreams. The blueprint is your roadmap of exactly what you're going to build and how you're going to get there. That's just in Module 1. So please do check it out, privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com. I hope you'll join us. We start on September 10th. And if you want to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients, guaranteed, you'll come on board and join us. Until Friday, this coming Friday, you can use the Fall PPMS coupon code and get $500 off. Okay, a third option for how I can personally help you build your practice. This one is cool because one reason it's cool is because it's free. And a little bit of history. I've been doing conference calls and teleseminars now for almost 15 years. It has literally changed my life and the way I work and practice and the way I make money and the way I make a difference in the world. And I think anybody and everybody can do this. And I've done two things to prove it. The first is I private labeled the Cadillac of conference calling systems. And it's called Easy Seminar. If you go to easyseminar.com, you take a look at it. We are using it right now. There are so many features, it's incredible. And many of them are proprietary, they're exclusive, you won't find them anyplace else. For example, I can increase and decrease my volume or anybody else's volume on this bridge. I can call out from the bridge. If I have difficulty or you have difficulty calling into the bridge, there's backup numbers. It's just incredible. There's recording. There's features that some features are available elsewhere, but the reliability and being able to conduct a professional conference call and teleseminar is priceless because I've conducted a lot of them in the past 15 years, and when they don't go well, when you're using a free conference line and then you can't call in because you get an all circuits busy message or you get dropped off the conference, you know, that is, you know, a high price to pay for free. So the Easy Seminar conference calling system has a free 30-day trial, and it comes with a free practice building program. And I call it my Easy Seminar Quick Start program, using conference calls to grow your business. It is a 6-week program. You take a look at it right here. All 6 weeks are laid out. The first week is how to produce professional teleseminars and teleconferences. So from a mechanical standpoint, how do you do it professionally? What do you do? What do you not do? How do you do it? Week two is how to market with free teleseminars and conference calls. Week three is making money with virtual classes, workshops, trainings, and conferences. Week four is getting clients with introductory and promotional teleseminars, how to actually get clients. Week five is expand your business through collaboration and joint ventures. And then week six is how to leverage your time and income with creative group services. And in this program, I hold nothing back. It's all out there. And read some of the testimonials there. And if you go to the Easy Seminar site, you'll see a lot more testimonials. This has blown people away. It's blown them away how valuable and rich it is, how much there is. It's blown them away in that they get my personal mentoring throughout the entire program, and it's blown them away because it's free. So go to easyseminar.com, check it out, and all you got to do is sign up for the free trial to be eligible. RCI members don't need to sign up for the free trial. You just let me know. But it's free, honestly. Okay, let's get back to the program. I want to talk with you next about page 5 in the study guide, how to successfully own your niche. Step 1, do your market research. Two very, very important words that we cover in the PPMS program, and I help you to do. This is what differentiates successful practitioners from unsuccessful practitioners, because we live and breathe what we do every day. We are inside our heads, inside our skin. We have our own thoughts and judgments about what works and what doesn't work and what we like and what we don't like. Well, you know what? If you want to be of service to a niche, a group of people, you need to find out what they are, who they are, what they want, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. That is market research. And I stumbled upon this by accident, because when I transitioned my practice from therapy to relationship coaching, I put together a pilot project in my office, a four-week meeting where I invited a bunch of singles, as many as I could fit into my office. There were 12 of them. And I did a pilot project. And along the way, I did market research. I would talk to them about their experiences of being single and dating in Silicon Valley and what they wanted, what they needed. And it really, really helped launch a very, very successful relationship coaching business in Silicon Valley doing this market research. And over and over and over again, I've seen that practitioners who are in love with their own BS, they fall flat. When I see practitioners who are really tuned in to what the folks they want to serve need and what works for them, they really want to be of service to the point where they ask them, they succeed. So step one, do your market research if you want to own your niche and be successful in it. Step two, conduct a pilot project. So based on your market research, put together something to try. And then that's more market research. You'll see how it goes. You'll get great feedback from it. It'll really help you design your services and programs and your entire business. Do a pilot project and invite folks to join it. It can be low cost. It can be free. It's a tremendous service they're doing you, helping you build your business. And you are going to deliver great value in return. So conduct a pilot project. Step three, create a brand identity. And I talked a little bit earlier about what a brand is. The idea being that David Steele, Relationship Coach for Singles, has limited value as a brand. Yeah, there's people that might want to work with me, but I can reach way more people as the Conscious Dating Program of Silicon Valley. So your brand identity is what you're communicating about you and your business and your services, the name you call it, the image it has. So based on your market research and your pilot project, create a brand identity. And don't hide behind your brand. It drives me crazy when practitioners market themselves and they have a website out there, and I can't find who's behind it. I can't find their name. I can't find their photo. The most effective way to go is both. Have a strong brand, but also have a strong presence. Have your photo on every page of your website. Have about the coach or about me or, you know, it doesn't have to be all about you. You don't want your website all about you. But make it easy to find out about you. But don't make your entire business all about you, because it needs to be about your niche. It needs to be about them, not about you. David Steele Relationship Coach, that's all about me. Look at me. I have a degree. I have a license. I have a title. I have an office. I charge money. You want to work with me, don't you? No. A brand is about the niche. Conscious Dating of Silicon Valley. If you're single, you like to find your soulmate, you live in Silicon Valley, this is the place for you. So step three, create a brand identity. Step four, I'm looking at the study guide and there's a little typo in the numbering. So ignore the typo. Step four is design a service delivery system. A service delivery system, it's sort of like choices that make sense. If you go to a restaurant, everything the restaurant offers is on the menu, all over the place. There's some organization to it. You have the beverages categorized over here. You got the appetizers over here. But it's all there in front of you. And it's up to you to choose, okay, I want one of these, I want one of these, I want one of those. That is what not to do in a private practice. Because it puts the entire responsibility on the client to choose what service they want when they start and where to go next and where to go next. So you design your services for them. You design a service delivery system for them. This is where you start. This is where you go next. This is where you go next. In my service delivery system, I had a weekly Friday night social for singles. And then the next thing they could do is there was a class that I did once a quarter, a conscious dating class. And then the next step for them was then when they graduated the class, they were eligible to join a coaching team. It's an ongoing group of people that learned the techniques and strategies in the class, and the coaching team was supporting them to apply it in their everyday life to be successful. And then beyond that, the areas that you're stuck is when you need individual coaching. So it's a service delivery system for singles. So how can you design for your niche a service delivery system that makes sense to them, that serves them well? It's a system. It's not a restaurant menu of, well, would you like this, 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 or this, 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 and that, this, 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 and this. For example, an example of what not to do is if you're a coach, to offer a client two sessions a month for $200 a month, three sessions a month for $300 a month, four sessions a month for $400 a month. That's an example of what not to do. Because as a coach, you know what people need to be successful, especially if they're in your niche, because they tend to have a lot in common, the people in your niche. So you're going to design a service delivery system for them that makes sense, that it sets them up for success. So if they really need weekly meetings, then you offer and charge weekly meetings. You don't offer anything else. You don't give them a choice because that is not a service to them. I mean, if you're a client, you say, well, I'll choose the two sessions a month for $200 a month because it's cheaper. Is that more effective? Not necessarily. So design a service delivery system that makes sense, that is effective for the folks in your niche. Step four, host a niche community. I could go on about this one. I did so in Silicon Valley, and man, oh, man, it really set my whole practice and business up for success. The Friday Night Socials became a niche community of singles in Silicon Valley. Now, I don't have to go on and on about it because I have a place to send you. Go to buildingyouridealpractice.com/nichecommunity.html. You can download the MP3 of Owning Your Niche by Building a Niche Community. And it lays it all out for you. And I would like to share some benefits on how a niche community can benefit your practice. And I'm looking at the page right now. This is directly from this page. There's a download link at the bottom of the page for downloading the MP3. So how a niche community can benefit your practice. External marketing. It attracts people you don't know who don't yet know you. If you have a niche community, the community will attract people like birds of a feather flock together. They wouldn't necessarily want to call you for your services right away, but they're attracted to the community. We need community. We're attracted to community. Birds of a feather do flock together. What do you think social networking is all about in today's world? Internal marketing. It helps build your relationship with your prospects so they hire you. When you host a niche community, then people get to know you. You become the go-to person for that community. It gives you automatic credibility and builds your relationship with them. That is how you get clients, by the way, through enrollment, through building relationships. It stimulates word of mouth. Participants tell their friends more readily about a community resource than a private service. So are you going to more readily refer your friend to David Steele Relationship Coach for singles or to the Conscious Dating Program in Silicon Valley? Which would you more readily refer to? By far, people more readily refer to a community resource than an individual practitioner who charges $150 an hour. Build strategic alliances. Invite other professionals to participate and cross-refer. A community has room for everybody, including partners and alliances. Increase visibility. Become the go-to resource associated with your niche. When it came to singles in Silicon Valley, I was the go-to person. I don't do it anymore. I moved on from that to Relationship Coaching Institute and training worldwide. But when I was doing this, I was the go-to person. The media came to me. I was invited to speak. I was the go-to person when it came to conscious dating, to singles who want to find their soulmate and have an alternative to the meat market single scene. Low-cost marketing, a viable service that can pay for itself and even generate profit. So hosting or sponsoring a niche community doesn't have to cost anything. Years and years ago, I started out with a Yahoo group, and Yahoo groups still exist. And now there's, you know, way, way more resources, and that's a whole other area, but it is really low-cost marketing, and you can even charge for admission to the community. For my Friday Night Socials, I did charge. It was about the same as going to a movie. And the Friday Night Socials paid for themselves. Even if I didn't charge, even if it cost me, the marketing was priceless. It really, you know, I got clients from it over and over and over again. It was a very, very, the most successful marketing thing I've ever done in my life. And it paid for itself. Increased credibility. Success of a niche community reflects upon your abilities as a service professional. So if you, the qualities of your community, what people say about it, the experience they have of it directly reflects upon you. You will get increased credibility. You will get people trusting you because of their experience in the community. Increased effectiveness of service delivery system. More people are exposed to more choices of how to engage you and benefit from your services. So when I added this to my service delivery system, I reached way more people than I possibly could if the first and only way in the door was for individual sessions with me. When you have a group, it's another alternative. It expands your the options of how people can come in your door and be motivated to work with you. A class and a workshop, even more. A niche community, just exponentially more. The barrier to entry is very, very low. Anybody can join. Anybody that's attracted, anybody that wants to, anybody that can benefit from it. They don't have to invest a lot of money and time up front. So it's a gateway. Remember, we talked about the gateway niche. Increase traffic. Free or low-cost gatherings attract people and create more prospects. So I did not want to work every Friday night. And I brought on partners and associates so that after a couple of years, I didn't show up on Friday nights at all. But the increased traffic of having free and low-cost gatherings and the prospects that it created from that, I had a wildly successful practice. It filled not only my calendar, it filled three associates and a business partner I brought on board. It filled our practices. How else couldn't you do this? You know, I just by accident came across this. Building a niche community is really, you know, a very effective way to a successful practice, a wildly successful practice. Attracts partners and collaborators. Other like-minded professionals recognize the value and want to participate. People are attracted to success. Success breeds success. One thing I've found is that most people are followers, and the leaders that are able to actually take a risk, step out there, create something, be a leader, then there are followers that are attracted. They want a piece of it. They wouldn't do that in a million years. It's too risky, it's too scary, it's too hard, whatever's going on for them. But the fact that you've done it, they become attracted to you. They think you're great and they want to be part of it. Lastly, a transform a practice into a business. You have community presence, multiple revenue streams, and you do more than simply work with your clients on an hourly basis, exchanging time for dollars. Honestly, I went from being a therapist, seeing clients in my office on an hourly basis, to having a relationship coaching business with multiple revenue streams and partners and associates within 3 months. So there's much more about how to build a niche community at buildingyouridealpractice.com/nichecommunity.html. Step 6 is provide group services. This is the fastest way to private practice success. What I've experienced going from meeting one client at a time on an hourly basis, doing groups, speaking to groups, offering group services, classes, workshop, teleclasses, conference calls, teleclinics, coaching groups, coaching teams, support groups, any kind of group you can imagine. Very, very effective way to serve your niche, to attract people that are willing to pay for not only your time, but to participate in this resource that can support them. So provide group services. Then step 7 is leverage your niche to build your platform. So what is a platform and why is it important? A platform is very simply everybody who knows you. And when you publish a book, when you try to publish a book, and you shop your book project to publishing houses, the first thing they want to know before they even look at your book is, what's your platform? Who knows you? How many people know you? What do they say about you? What do you already have in place? So your goal is always to build your platform, to have more and more things in place, to have more and more people know you, and more people on your mailing list. And when you have a niche, you can much more easily leverage that niche to building your platform. Who is going to sign up for David Steele Relationship Coach's newsletter? Maybe some people. But who's going to sign up for free membership in a conscious dating online community? Big difference. I can send a newsletter out to this community. I host teleseminars for this community. I host gatherings for this community. I have an annual Conscious Dating Success Story of the Year contest for this community. There's so many things you can do once you choose a niche. And you can leverage that to build your platform. The media will find you. They use the internet just like you and I do. They search for resources and expertise and ideas online. And you want to own your niche. You want these folks to find you. So if you have an area of expertise in, let's say, unwed pregnant mothers to start small businesses, this is your niche. This is your passion. This is your calling. This is what you're good at. And you publish articles about it, and you have a website about it, and you get referrals for it, and you build a niche community around it, people are going to find you. The media is going to find you. This is how you end up in Oprah. This is how you become big. I call it going an inch wide and a mile deep. This is how you become big, by choosing a niche, becoming an expert for that niche, eventually owning that niche. People find you whenever they're looking for information about that niche. They find you. An inch wide, a mile deep. The alternative is an inch deep and a mile wide. This is the generalist. They are going to be on the internet and internet searches way, 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 way far away. They'll never be found. If you want to have a wildly successful practice, if you want your marketing to be fun and easy and effective, If you want your work to be fun and easy and effective and profitable, you need to choose a niche. Thanks for joining us.